It was a classic homecoming game between undefeated teams, nationally ranked Slippery Rock, IUP, and the Rock comes away with a 33-32 win. Looked like it was going to be a rout early, but I think those of us who have watched these two teams play over the years knew that wasn't going to happen. IUP fell behind early, big time, 21-0, but they did manage to get on the board, and that came in the second quarter on a drive that went 72 yards in four plays, with Carr Strunter with a fake and a two-yard pass play to Marcus Day. And then IUP got a 25-yard field goal from Nick Andresi in the second period. So it was 21-10 when they went to the locker room. Well, IUP then was a different team in the second half, and they got to within 21-17, capitalizing on some mistakes by Slippery Rock. Carr Strunter with a 6-yard rush. Extra point was good. That was a 36-yard drive, a short drive, 21-17. And then Andresi comes back and adds a field goal, 40 yards. That was in the third period, so they're within one, 21-20. And the Crimson Hawks actually took the lead in the fourth quarter on an unbelievable catch and play on a flea flicker. Massey, a 36-yard pass from Carson Hunter, tremendous play. 26-21, they tried for 2 points, that didn't go. Slippery Rock, with 5 minutes to go, comes back. They score. They failed on the two-point conversion, but they went up 27-26 on a 4-yard pass play from Braden Long. And then IUP, well, they come right back. They got a 10-yard reception from Carson Hunter, and the score was 32-27 at that point in favor of IUP. But Slippery Rock scores then with 12.9 to go on a 4-yard pass play, deflection and all, to Solomon, and point after they tried 2 points, didn't go. IUP had one last chance with 4.3 to go. Nick Andresi came in, attempted a 54-yard field goal, which would have been a record for Miller Stadium and for the school, but it was short. And Slippery Rock wins to remain undefeated. IUP's first loss of the year, 33-32. On to Edinburgh next Saturday. Capacity crowd here for IUP and Slippery Rock. The Rock comes away with a win. Jack Benedict for your hometown radio station.